Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's grab Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
he knows what the deal is.
He jumped off the page to us.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Because we're kind of in the middle of this. We hear this all day long.
This is a survey of 6,127 U.S. adults. So it's significant, the findings.
Jeff Gottfried from Pew. Hey, Jeff, how are you today?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Good, good. This fake news, made up news, I think this grabbed our attention. How about you?
Absolutely. So the issue of made up news and misinformation really has presented a challenge to Americans in how they stay informed about current events and issues. So in today's fast-paced and often divisive news and political environment, many have voiced concerns about the creation and spread of made-up news and information. So with this in mind, the goal of what we wanted to do here was really go into the deep dive into the issue of made-up news and looking at certain things as Americans' experiences with made-up news, their attitudes about its impact on society, as well as how these differences in attitudes do differ among different segments of the population. And so what we saw is that overall, Americans say that the creation and spread of made-up news and information is causing significant harm to the nation. They perceive it as impacting our democratic system. They think that steps should be taken to stop it. And what we also saw is that it reveals that not all Americans say they experience made-up news and information at the same level, and they have the same level of concern about it. And some of these greatest divides that we see do occur along party lines.
Right. So who would, in this research, for the people who at home who are unfamiliar with the bottom line, who here, you know, what segment of the population experiences made-up news the most?
So what we saw, when you're specifically looking at the party divide, is that Republicans were much more likely to express some level of concern about it, and they're also more likely to say they have seen made-up news. So there is a party difference that we definitely saw there.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So here's my theory on it, Jeff. I'm kind of a pragmatic guy, and I ain't no dummy, but I'm not that smart either. But don't people kind of seek out what they want to know, right? So they seek out the crap, and they just say, look, here
right.
it is, rather than just seeking out the truth. Isn't that kind of true, too?
That actually is something very interesting that sort of takes us to a different study that we did actually last year. In that study, we were looking at whether Americans can actually internalize the news that they were coming across. Did they think it was factual news? Did they think it was opinionated news? And what we saw there is that when you're looking again at party differences, in that study, we saw that Republicans and Democrats were more likely to call something factual if it appealed to their own side, even
sure.
if it was opinion.
Yeah, I can see that.
So they were absolutely, people are internalizing news completely differently based on the leaning of how that
sure.
news may be interpreted.
Well, I think what you've done here is underscore the idea that we're all biased creatures and we seek comfort with people who share or sources that share the same bias, yes?
In that study that we did last year, we clearly do see differences, just clear differences in the extent to which they're interpreting it. But also we clearly see certain sources, obviously, where we over and over again, we've seen certain sources clearly have an audience that leans much more towards liberals and those that lean much more towards conservatives in their audience composition. So clearly there's differences in the extent to which people are seeking out one source versus another.
I think it's fascinating that people see
I love
fake
Pew. You guys do a hell of a job, by the way.
That fake news or made-up news is more of a problem in these people's eyes than violent crime, climate change, racism, illegal immigration, terrorism, or sexism. That's amazing.
It's amazing, Jeff.
Was that eye-opening to you?
Absolutely. And we did see it, you know, it was really interesting that it sort of played out in that it was seen as a bigger issue than some of those other key issues that are often spoken about. The other thing that was really interesting to us is the extent to which Americans do say that it is impacting our democratic system. So, for example, we saw that nearly 7 in 10 U.S. adults were telling us that the issue of made-up news and information was having a big impact on Americans' confidence in government institutions.
Right.
And even on top of that, more than half were telling us it has a big impact on Americans' confidence in each other.
Right.
And so that was really striking to us.
I find it fascinating, too, that the majority of the people you polled say it's the politician's fault, but it's up to journalists to fix it.
Yeah, how are we supposed to do that, Jeff? Is there anyone answer that question, buddy?
We weren't able to get at the extent to which, you know, what steps should actually be taken. But we've seen previously the extent to which the American public does put a lot of emphasis on the news media to emphasize when there is an inaccuracy. And they do see, we asked during the 2016 election, how much of a responsibility is it of the news media to be fact-checking our political candidates and campaigns? And we saw that a majority of Americans do say that it's a major responsibility of the news media to be doing this.
This is Jeff Godfrey with Pew Research. We love what they do. We use their stuff all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Is this phrase, is this just a Trump thing? I mean, because prior to Trump, we would talk about facts that were incorrect in a story. We'd go to factcheck.org. We would research a politician and what he said. But the fake news moniker that's now been weaponized, is this just Trump? Does it start with Trump?
Good question.
Well, we did in a separate question. We did ask people sort of what comes to mind first when you think about the issue of made-up news. And so we sort of just allowed them to give anything that sort of just comes to the top of their mind. And what we saw there is that there's different populations that were sort of tying the issue to different things. So one of the things that came up clearly was Trump and his administration. Also, another thing that came up was tying the issue to the news media. And we saw a real big difference there in the extent to which Republicans and Democrats were tying the issue to either Trump or tying it to the news media, in which Democrats were much more likely to be tying it to Trump and the administration.
Right.
Republicans were much more likely to be tying it to the news media.
So basically, you're reinforcing what we already said, is that you find the information that fits your narrative.
Yeah.
Right? And if something doesn't fit your narrative, it's either made up or it's wrong.
In fact, ironically, there are a lot of them would say your polling is bogus. I mean, they'll disagree with the poll unless it favors their position.
Yeah, of course.
All day long, Jeff.
And sort of to tie that up a little bit is that in that study that we did last year on factual and opinion news statements, when someone saw something, a factual statement that they didn't agree with, they sort of saw it as an opinion. Mm. So that sort of ties in with what you're talking about.
I think you're brilliant.
Yeah,
it's such
fantastic.
A pleasure to talk to you. Jeff Godfrey from the Pew Research Center. Thank you for your expertise in helping us kind of go through this. We appreciate you.
Yeah, that's gold for us, man. Thank you
for
Jeff.
Having me.
Thanks
all
so
right,
much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.